Boom.
Always use NutriMulch before you plant. NutriMulch is available at independent nurseries, hardware garden centers, the Home Depot, and at IFA country stores. See NutriMulch.com.
Source for live team coverage of breaking news, emergency traffic, severe weather, and local talk. KSL FM Midvale, KSL Salt Lake City, KSL News Radio. Utah's news, traffic, and weather station.
2 o'clock in the KSL 24-hour newsroom. I'm Scott Seeger, KSL's top local story this hour. The man accused of killing an Ogden City police officer in 2011 died early this morning. Matthew David Stewart was found hanged in his cell in an apparent suicide. Family members and lawyers are reacting to his death. Stewart was charged with killing an Ogden police officer and wounding five others during a botched police raid last year. Attorney Randy Richards is disappointed he couldn't take the case to trial.
That's the sad part, because we certainly haven't heard the whole story. I mean, if you knew what I know about this case, I think you would understand and believe, as I do, that he was innocent of this charge.
Family members are painting Stewart as a victim of a corrupt system. KSL's top national story this hour. The Jersey Shore reopens for the summer season a little more than 6 months after being devastated by Superstorm Sandy. New Jersey Governor Chris Christie showed his excitement at the ribbon cutting in Seaside Heights this morning.
Thank you so much for being here. It is an incredible day for New Jersey.
Now, there are still many areas affected by the storm, but restoration operations continue to progress. The collapse of the I-5 bridge in Washington State has drivers everywhere asking whether the spans they cross are safe. ABC's Aaron Katursky has more.
The picture of a crumpled bridge in the water is shocking, but Maria Feng, a civil engineer at Columbia University, says it should not be surprising.
We are dealing with an aging and a deteriorating infrastructure.
The American Society of Civil Engineers says 1 in 9 American bridges is structurally deficient, while fixing all of them would be a tremendous task. Feng says there is technology that could help. She's developing sensors that raise alarms when a bridge needs attention. Aaron Katursky, ABC News, New York.
Well, the markets are up and down today. The Dow trying to squeak into positive territory. Your money at this moment. The Dow Jones Industrials up 10 points at 15,304. The NASDAQ right now down a fraction. The S&P off one. What a nice-looking Memorial Day weekend. We'll get you the latest from the KSL Weather Center next. KSL News Time, 202.
Breaking news.
So a facility that's used to seeing one or two traumas a day all of a sudden had over 50.
On KSL News Radio.
I'm back with Greg at Replenish Landscape Garden Products. It's my first stop of the spring to help take care of what Mother Nature has left behind after a long, hard winter. And Greg, we start with Replenish Compost.
It's a very versatile material, low in salts, high in microorganisms and nutrients. A great product for either a top dressing or a soil amendment.
And while they're here picking up their Replenish, there are 18 other great products also available.
We have 5 different varieties of natural bark. We have the colored wood mulches, 2 premium soils that are just excellent to plant directly into. We also carry the Ulite products and NutriMulch.
And of course, they can buy it in bulk, bag, or you'll blow it right in.
Our blower truck service is a great way to put a lot of material down quick, save your back, and get you out of the wheelbarrow shovel routine.
Get your yard and garden off to a great start to the growing season by coming to Replenish, 4660 South, 200 West in Murray. Call 262-5142 or check them out online at replenishcompost.com. It's good stuff.
Are you planning to retire in the next year or two? You'll face 20 major decisions that will shape the rest of your life, and now is the time to make the right choices. For a free copy of a new 300-page book, 20 Retirement Decisions You Need to Make Right Now, call Net Worth Advisory Group at 801-56-MONEY. That's 801-56-MONEY. You'll learn how to properly handle 401k money, when to start taking Social Security, choosing the right pension payout option, how much you can safely withdraw without running out of money, analyze your retirement health insurance options, and much more. Call 801-56-MONEY. Net Worth Advisory Group is a fee-only retirement planning firm that specializes in your transition from the workforce to retirement. They don't work on commissions, so financial advice is not tainted, and there's no hidden agenda. For your free book, call 801-56-MONEY. You only retire once. Do it right. Call 801-56-MONEY. Make a plan with Net Worth Advisory Group. Call 801-56-MONEY today.
Mopping things up. Sir, are you kidding me? 9 to noon on KSL News Radio.
Time for a check of traffic and weather together, brought to you by the Larry H. Miller Dealerships. No big problems on I-15 or I-80 if you're trying to get out of town for your Memorial Day weekend. And the forecast is looking pretty good as well. Going to be mostly sunny the rest of today. Highs in the low 70s. Clear and cool tonight. Overnight low 50. Sunny and warm tomorrow. Highs should be in the low 80s both Saturday and Sunday. And then we dip back down into the upper 70s for Memorial Day on Monday. Right now in Salt Lake, 69 degrees. You got the top stories every 30 minutes. Breaking news the second it happens. I'm Scott Seeger. KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM at 1160 AM. Utah's news, traffic and weather.
Jay McFarland and Amy Iverson are... The Browsers.
So this app says people with my name are going to live in their parents' basement.
Man, you were doomed from the womb.
The biggest stories breaking online. Reaction in social media. New technology. And remarkable websites and videos about to go viral. Jay and Amy find the best of everything. Online and in life. The Browsers. On KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
My kids have been finished with this school year for about, 28 hours. And already, I'm having to say, turn your gadgets off. Turn your gadgets off. Ugh! Something we're going to have to deal with all summer, right, parents? And so our kids are going to be online more than usual because they don't have school. They're just home all the day long. And
it means you get to listen to the Amy and Jay soundboard app from your youngest. Even more.
Yeah. My husband thinks it's pretty cute that my six-year-old likes to listen to our goofy sound bites on the soundboard app.
If you don't know, you can go to Google Play, Amazon, and download the Amy and Jay soundboard app for free. Check it out.
Now, something else you should check out is, let's face it, your kids know more about technology than you do a lot of times. And
maybe in your house,
these apps that a lot of teenagers are using, like Instagram and Snapchat, maybe you don't really know quite how they work, how you can keep your kids safe on there. We've talked time and time again on this show about the most important thing you can do is talk with your kids about how to be safe online, to be smart about what they post and their privacy settings. There's a great resource that I stuck on my Facebook page that is kind of just parents' guides to these different apps. So you should check it out, because at least with Instagram and Snapchat, I think so many kids are using these right now. And like Twitter, the default setting on Instagram is for your photos all to be public. So if you want to limit that at all, you can easily change that, but you just have to be aware of the fact that if you don't change it, anyone can see your kids' photos on Instagram.
And then Google Glass will attach to Instagram, facial recognition. You get the idea.
Now, Instagram and Snapchat require, I'm putting air quotes around that, kids to be 13 or older to use it, but there's no way for them to know. So I know a lot of kids are using them younger than 13, so even more important to talk to them about this. So check out those guides on Facebook, and I'm going to give you just two simple things to start with, because when my kids started getting gadgets just this year, I thought, man, this is kind of overwhelming trying to put all these safeguards on there, because not like I think my kids are searching out bad things, but it's just when they type something in Google.
They don't have to.
And something pops
up. It'll find them.
So here's a couple ways, at least. Number one, talk to your kids. But here's just a couple easy ways you can put some safety guards on a couple of things. The first one is YouTube. YouTube, we know, is by far the way that kids are viewing music, million other things today. So there's something called safety mode on YouTube. Easy way to help filter out mature content, any video that has an age restriction. You just go down to the bottom of any YouTube page and there's a safety button. You turn it on. You can also log in with your YouTube account and lock that as your default setting. Now, remember, if you use different browsers on your computer, you have to do it on every browser. So if you use Firefox sometimes, Chrome sometimes, Microsoft Explorer, you have to go into YouTube on each of those browsers to lock that setting. Okay? Now, it's not foolproof, but it does help.
No, if you employ several of these, like add that to our safety precaution, which is that the one computer my kids use is in the centermost part of the most frequented part of the house. So it'd be very difficult on that computer to be watching something you shouldn't be watching.
Yes, that's always a good one. And the other one I will tell you today is safe search in Google search. Okay, so if you maybe you want to set Google search as your default, and Bing has something similar, but you just activate safe search. Again, no sexually explicit videos or images or links will appear in the results, no matter what you type in. This has happened to me, you know, researching different medical conditions or things like that for stories. So you can filter, you set the filter in the search settings preferences. All right. And then you just activate it when you're signed on. You can lock that as well if you sign on. And guess what? If you sign into Gmail or something, you're signed on to Google Plus and to YouTube and Google. They're all interlocked.
This texter asked a question. Jay, do you promise I won't get a virus from your app? I don't have any idea how to make a virus, how to program one. I'm just not that savvy. I'm not. That takes real coding.
You have been sick for 5 days.
Well, that's a different kind of virus. Okay. But I wouldn't have clue one how to create malware or anything like that. So you're saved by my ignorance. That's all I can tell you. I
can't tell you how many times I've said that.
Yeah, I know. We call those weekdays here on the browsers. This study kind of goes along with the information that you were just giving. I think the number one factor, talking to your kids, educating them before they stumble onto stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, this report indicates that more than 1 in 5 parents of teens aged 12 to 17 think that what they say has little influence on whether or not their child uses illicit substances, tobacco or alcohol. And I think the same would go for other things. If you believe that about drugs and alcohol, certainly you must believe that about their devices and other things.
Like, nothing I'm going to say is going
to
change their minds.
It's that thing. Kids will be kids.
Mm.
Do you believe that?
No.
Text us at 57500. Do you believe that? Kids will be kids, and no matter what you say, you're not going to influence them. 1 in 5 parents in this report said, we can't do anything about it. This is according to SAMHSA. No, SAMHSA. The Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration. The report also shows 1 in 10 parents said they did not talk to their teens about the dangers of using tobacco, alcohol, or other drugs. Even though 67% of these parents who had not spoken to their children thought that they would influence their children if they did talk to them.
Oh.
So you've got two groups. One that believe if I've talked to them, it won't help. And then another group that hasn't talked to them, but they believe it would help.
You got to get over the awkwardness. It is awkward to talk to your kids about a lot of this stuff, but you got to do it.
Yeah, and there have been several recent studies out. One of them showed that marijuana use was less prevalent among youth who believed their parents would strongly disapprove of trying marijuana. And other surveys from teens repeatedly show that parents can make an enormous difference in influencing their children's perceptions of tobacco, alcohol, or illicit drug use. What I have to say about that is it a guarantee that your children will listen to you and make the right choice? No, that is not a guarantee. Will it be a self-fulfilling prophecy if you say kids will be kids and you don't say anything? I believe that is absolutely the case, that it is much more likely that they will try those things if you don't talk to them than it is that they won't if you do. Why not play the odds a little bit?
Yeah, you don't want to get to the point where then they are addicted to some substance and you say, oh, I wonder if it would have helped.
Yeah.
Would have helped if I would have talked to
them. Would have or would have?
Would have.
Would have?
I'm just going to say it now.
I'm so confused. I don't even know what we're talking about anymore.
I know we're going to talk about space.
Well, listen. You know NASA's got this big plan. They want to lasso an asteroid.
Right.
I'm going to give you a progress report, a little update on our ability to lasso that asteroid. And why would we do that in the first place?
Well, I know they want to study it, so that's part of it. We just need to get a space cowboy to do the job.
the browsers.
On May 23rd through the 25th in Ephraim City in beautiful San Pete County,
Scandinavian roots surround you with a genuine Scandinavian festival.
Fun, free, and unique activities for the whole family. Information at
ScandinavianHeritageFestival.com.
Featuring a Scandinavian Heritage Conference Thursday evening and Friday morning, Elder Russell M. Nelson will be the keynote Thursday speaker and will share some of his heritage in San Pete Valley and the importance of family history. Other presentations include Scandinavian Pioneer History and Art, May 23rd through the 25th in the town of Ephraim.
ScandinavianHeritageFestival.com.
Friday noon through Saturday at dusk, the festival grounds on the north side of Snow College campus will buzz with costumes, dancing, storytelling, entertainment, and
the kids will have fun with our parade and places to play, delicious foods, and beautifully costumed dancers.
Don't miss the BYU International Folk Dancers on Saturday evening. A short drive from just about anywhere in Utah.
ScandinavianHeritageFestival.com.
You've been listening to the KSL Extra at 15 and 45 minutes past the hour.
You're listening to the KSL Extra at 15 and 45.
Grant and Amanda still have breaking news, emergency traffic, and now additional news, more traffic, and extra weather on the KSL Extra at 15 and 45. Something Extra. Weekday mornings 5 to 9 on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
I am here at Brent Brown Toyota, and we are just off the freeway, so easy to get to right here in Utah County, and Larry Terry's here with me. He is the general manager, and Larry, we were just talking about the number of vehicles you have on the lot right now. This is really, really the time to buy.
Absolutely, Doug. I mean, we have so many new cars right now. We have over 300 new cars just waiting to come in, and we got almost 300 on the lot. We don't have any space. We need to clear them out.
And, you know, we were just talking, too, about Tundras. When you are the biggest, largest Tundra dealer in the entire state, that means people are getting terrific deals.
Absolutely. I mean, that's something we're really proud of. Where we do, your $3,000 turns into $9,000 down on a new Crewmax Tundra. That's an awesome deal.
And, boy, we are surrounded by them. This big beauty over here, it is gorgeous. You need to come on in by our KSL broadcast booth. Now, we're going to be here for the next 3 hours or so, but the deals continue throughout this Memorial Day weekend.
Absolutely, till late Monday night.
Late Monday night, you don't want to miss it. The great prices, the amazing selection that is underway. It's right here at Brent Brown Toyota in Utah County, just off I-15.
Outlet shopping is more accessible than ever just off I-15 exit 284 next to Cabela's at the new outlet at Traverse Mountain. The amazing collection of stores includes Utah's first Michael Kors outlets, La Crusade, Pro Image, Go Light, and Under Armour. Traverse Mountain has something for everyone, including outlet favorites like J. Crew, Calvin Klein, Loft, Coach, Nike, Polo Ralph Lauren, and more. Enjoy new stores from Motherhood Maternity, Oakley Vault, and Quiksilver. To satisfy your senses, dine at Johnny Rockets, or for the lighter side, Rocky Mountain Chocolate Factory. Shop the Memorial Day Sidewalk Sale Friday, May 24th through Monday, May 27th. Spend $250 and receive a $10 gift card to the outlets. Redeem at customer service in the Grand Lobby. While supplies last, visit outlets at TraverseMountain.com for a complete list of stores, hours, and events. That's outlets at TraverseMountain.com. Discover your outlet at Traverse Mountain, just off I-15, exit 284. For more, visit outlets at TraverseMountain.com.
NMLS 182334, regulated by the Division of Real Estate.
Hey, if you own a home or you want to own a home, you need to call American Financing today. They'll guide you through the lending process with their salary-based mortgage consultants, whose main objective is to offer you the best customer service and a loan that meets your individual needs. If you still haven't refinanced your FHA loan, you cannot afford to wait any longer. You must call American Financing today. The government is making significant changes to FHA loans. The big change will be the duration of time the mortgage insurance is required. After June 3rd, 2013, FHA loans may be required to carry mortgage insurance for the life of the loan. This could cost you tens of thousands of dollars. There are several types of loan programs that do not require mortgage insurance, and American Financing can help you finance any of these. If you've been hesitant about refinancing or purchasing, wait no longer. Call American Financing now before these changes go into effect. 801-485-3838. That's 801-485-3838. Or online at AmericanFinancing.net.
Thanks for tuning into The Browsers today. I'm Amy Iverson here with Jay McFarland.
And we are your fun-filled guides to the future. Plus, we show you some new workarounds to make today a whole lot easier.
And speaking of the future, I think it's all about space travel.
This is the now, right? What
the
we're trying to do now.
Is now.
We are trying, this is a NASA mission, to lasso an asteroid.
Now, I had heard many things, slingshotting mm-hmm. asteroids, mm-hmm. shooting grenade-type things into asteroids.
Now, oddly enough, this is not really part of the plan in case an asteroid is hitting the Earth. That's not what this is about.
No, it sounds like we want to get an asteroid.
We would like our own asteroid. Like, kind of the Earth is looking for a pet rock.
To study.
Kind of idea. This is the stated goal. I'll give you the Associated Press's. This is their description. They say NASA is under White House orders to fly humans to an asteroid as a stepping stone to Mars.
Okay.
Okay? Instead of sending astronauts to the asteroid belt between Mars and Jupiter as originally planned, the space agency came up with a quicker, cheaper idea: haul the asteroid close to the moon and visit it there.
Why is this easier?
Yeah, I got nothing.
Okay. It doesn't sound easier.
Now, key to getting this to happen is the new propulsion engine that they've been working on. This is an ion propulsion engine. And apparently, NASA has a prototype of the ion propulsion engine. They'd like to test it next year. The engine would be much more efficient than other fuel sources, making it something that we would absolutely need in order to get to Mars. So this is not about, they do think that if we can lasso an asteroid, if we can establish that technology, if one does happen to be on its way on a collision course to the Earth, we could lasso it. And
when they're talking about lassoing it, are we talking about, what is the process there? You don't want to answer any of my questions.
No,
these are questions that I have.
I'm glad to that you pull up the rocket. It backs up to it. Beep, beep, beep.
You get out your rope.
They put some tow cable around it. And this ion propulsion engine helps you drag it to the moon. Or near the moon. And then I guess from some type of moon station or moon base, you would go up and check it out. I really think the real goal here is to find out what type of minerals and precious metals and things like that might be available on the asteroid. And then we could just go up to this asteroid belt, grab these asteroids and bring them near the Earth and mine the materials from them.
Maybe it's a new fuel we could discover.
This is where Google Glass materials are going to come from the asteroids.
Well, we know that commercial space travel is becoming something people can now do. Mm-hmm. You have to spend a lot of money, but it's happening. And huge fundraiser at Cannes this week, they auctioned off a trip into space as one of their auction items.
Okay.
And it was not only just a trip into space. If you were the winning bidder, now mind you, bidding started at $1.3 million. But you would get a trip into space and spend 3 days in training with one man who would be your shipmate, Leonardo DiCaprio.
What?
So you spend 3 days in New Mexico training
with
LDC.
Is he going into space with you?
And he will come with you on your space trip.
Why is he the trainer?
I don't know.
How is he the one qualified?
I want to go to space with Mr. Gatsby.
If it was about, if I was going on a ship, that might make sense. Or maybe
no, you would not
climbing into dreams.
On a ship with Leonardo DiCaprio. The winner, Vasily Klyukin, 37-year-old Russian living in Monaco, said he'd always wanted to go into space. So why not? They also auctioned off two other tickets for the flight. No time with Leonardo in training. but you could go on the flight. And they sold for about a little over $1 million each. So three more people going into space.
It's just not instilling confidence in me. This texter from our last segment said, I just tried to turn on safe mode in YouTube, and I clicked OK, and it just goes to a blank screen. That's pretty safe.
It's perfectly safe. Our NASA ambassador is emailing saying, hey, could KSL sponsor me to go?
Oh,
if we're going Patrick? With Leonardo DiCaprio, who do you think in this group is going?
It's
not
obvious.
You,
it's
Patrick.
Me. It's obvious. I had, I was thinking about this topic on the way in because I knew we were going to talk about some space things. I have decided that we need to rename space.
You don't like the
it's
word
space?
It's
a dumb name. I never realized it just means space. But think about it. It's a dumb name.
It has a magical meaning when you know you're speaking of the heavens.
What's the difference? There's space in my closet.
Is there?
There's.
You need to go shopping?
I mean, think. It's just like nothingness. It's just.
Exactly.
There's nothing magical
about it. That's what they thought in the beginning.
I'm thinking maybe this is one of my new missions, another cause for me to rename space into something other than just nothingness. It's not a good name.
If that's your pet project.
57500. Now, this happened on a Google Plus Hangout. The recently returned astronauts from the International Space Station had a chance to answer some questions. NASA astronaut Kevin Ford, Canada's Chris Hadfield, and NASA's astronaut Tom Mashburn were asked a lot of different questions. And Tom Mashburn was asked about gravity and what it was like to return to Earth. And he talked about how it was difficult at first to get their Earth legs back after spending 5 months floating. He said, quote, there's this gigantic magnet that's sucking you and every part of your body into the ground, end quote.
Weird.
Yeah, and then he said, quote, when we get to space, your body immediately starts to adapt to weightlessness. It starts turning you from an earthling into a spaceling. Again, the name space. What does it mean? He says, but then when you come home, gravity just feels so unfair.
It does. You think of the levity. You have no joint pain. You have no knee pain. I mean, that's what I would think if those are things you deal with walking around. You don't have that.
Right.
When you're in space.
Right. And I don't have a weight issue either. Think about it.
I could pull my big thick hair into a ponytail. It wouldn't give me a headache.
I mean, what's my BMI in space? Think about it.
I don't know.
I got no issues. No BMI in space.
No.
See?
Yeah, I think about just if I take a ferry ride or something, and then I come onto land, I am wobbly for a long time after. I can't imagine 5 months with no gravity and then adapting back to gravity.
Yeah, here's the texter saying, I agree with Jay. It's kind of boring to say space, the final frontier. Why not epic darkness, the final frontier?
A texter saying, outer space. Does that sound better?
No.
The void.
Come on, space? We could do better than that. Space?
The void.
Boring. That's what I'm saying. Hey, the weekend is coming up. What does that mean, Amy Iverson?
There's movies coming out we want to talk about. Epic. That's the new animated one. I think my kids went today with Grandma, so we'll talk about that and more coming up on the browsers. You know what? Let's check in with Doug Wright. He's at Brent Brown today. Perfect for Memorial Day weekend.
Oh, it is perfect, Amy, and what a selection we have. You know, we've talked about the incredible number of vehicles. We've talked a little bit about the Tundras, number one Tundra dealer in Utah, right here at Brent Brown. But I want to talk about the Camry. You're telling me this is the best-selling car in America.
Absolutely. Number one selling car in America, and we've got them. Over 40 Camrys in stock, and you can get lease payments. We've got it as low as $179
a month. $179
a month.
Boy, I mean, a lot of folks can afford that.
Yeah, and with Toyota's two-year maintenance plan, so all you do is put gas in the car.
I like that. You just come on into Brent Brown and just strike that great deal, and you just put gas in the car, and you're done. Now, how many did you say you had on the lot?
We have over 40 in stock.
Man, what a great selection. That just reflects, too, that larger selection you were talking about. When there are so many vehicles on the lot and so many waiting to come on the lot, this is the time to deal.
Absolutely. The best weekend of the year to buy a car, in my opinion.
You know, when you think of Memorial Day and you think of all the things you've got going, you don't want to miss this chance to cash in on the great, great deals here at Brent Brown. Now, how late are you going to be open tonight?
We'll be here till 9 o'clock, sometimes later. We'll be here as long as people want us to be.
Folks are buying cars. You're going to stay.
We're going to stay as long as it takes.
And, of course, Monday's just going to be a killer, too.
Absolutely.
All right, Brent Brown Toyota right here in Utah County.
2:30 in the KSL 24-hour newsroom. I'm Scott Seeger. KSL's top story this hour. West Valley police were careful not to call him a suspect, but the newly released documents in the Susan Cox Powell investigation show detectives kept an extremely close eye on her husband, Josh. KSL News Radio's Dave Cawley reports.
Police hit a GPS tracker on Josh Powell's minivan very early on in the investigation. It notified them anytime he left Salt Lake County. On December 11th, 2009, detectives tailed Josh as he visited a gravel pit near Clive. A DEA aircraft became involved in the tracking as early as December 14th. That's just a week after Susan's disappearance. And after Josh moved into his father's house in Washington State, detectives repeatedly traveled there. They placed cameras around the house to watch the comings and goings and even followed both Steve and Josh Powell for days in cars cloaked with Washington State license plates. Dave Cawley, KSL News Radio.
Our top national story this hour, Northern California has been hit by a series of aftershocks following a 5.7 magnitude earthquake that rattled the region. ABC's Alex Stone has more.
Some damage has now been found beyond broken dishes and wine bottles. Around three homes in a remote area 3 hours north of Sacramento have chimneys that collapsed and cracks in walls. It's an area with many cabins. There was a small rock slide and some power was out, but has since been restored.
The earthquake could be felt as far away as San Francisco and in two other states. President Obama handing out diplomas at the Naval Academy graduation today and also had advice for the newly graduated midshipman. ABC's Ann Compton with that story.
One day after telling the country he has narrowed the focus of the fight against terrorism, President Obama welcomed the newest officers of the U.S. military, more than 1,000 Navy ensigns and Marine second lieutenants. He urged them to uphold the honor of the military, which he called the most respected institution in the country.
He also addressed the military sexual assault controversy, saying it has no place in the greatest military on earth. Your money at this moment, the Dow sneaking back into positive territory this afternoon, up 9 points to 15,303. The NASDAQ dropped a fraction. The S&P was off one. Terrific Memorial Day weekend for you. We'll get you the latest from the KSL Weather Center next. KSL News Time, 2:32.
Utah's Morning News with Grant and Amanda.
You could feel the electricity from the thunder and the lightning. It was vibrating the building.
5 to 9 on KSL News Radio.
Whoa, a new digital music player. Thanks, Mom.
Oh, I'm glad you like it, because I can't wait to toss the big stereo. And now that we got your dad that big HD TV he wanted, we can throw out our old TV, too.
Hold up. You can't just throw out electronics.
Really?
They need to be recycled or donated.
And how would we do that?
It's so easy, Mom. Today, recycling electronics is just as easy as buying them. GreenerGadgets.org has all the info. We just enter our zip code to find a certified recycling center nearby. There are thousands of them, and new ones are being added all the time. Some of our local stores are even certified recycling locations.
I like that.
Did you know that some of the stuff in our old electronics could be used to make new products and conserve natural resources?
Well, okay then. Let's gather them up. What was that website again?
GreenerGadgets.org. We just enter our zip code and go.
On May 23rd through the 25th in Ephraim City in beautiful San Pete County,
Scandinavian roots surround you with a genuine Scandinavian festival.
Fun, free, and unique activities for the whole family. Information at
ScandinavianHeritageFestival.com.
Featuring a Scandinavian Heritage Conference Thursday evening and Friday morning, Elder Russell M. Nelson will be the keynote Thursday speaker and will share some of his heritage in San Pete Valley and the importance of family history. Other presentations include Scandinavian Scandinavian pioneer history and art. May 23rd through the 25th in the town of Ephraim.
ScandinavianHeritageFestival.com.
Friday noon through Saturday at dusk, the festival grounds on the north side of Snow College campus will buzz with costumes, dancing, storytelling, entertainment, and...
The kids will have fun with our parade and places to play, delicious foods, and beautifully costumed dancers.
Don't miss the BYU International Folk Dancers on Saturday evening. A short drive from just about anywhere in Utah.
ScandinavianHeritageFestival.com.
News Radio.
Time for another check of traffic and weather together, brought to you by the Larry H. Miller Dealership, Tricky Mason, the KSL Traffic Center.
We have a new accident northbound I-15, and it is stacking up the delays in Murray. This crash involving two vehicles is in the middle lane of traffic. It's a little past 53rd South. So if you're getting ready to leave the South Interchange area and head towards Murray, be prepared to move over to the left and right lanes. But you're going to see stop-and-go delays starting right around 4500 South, backing almost to 53rd. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
And the forecast calling for sunny the rest of today. Temperatures very mild in the low 70s. Clear tonight, overnight low in the 50s. Sunny and warmer tomorrow, high in the low 80s on Saturday, Sunday, and then upper 70s for your Memorial Day. Just a beautiful weekend. 72 right now in Salt Lake. You get the top stories every 30 minutes. Breaking news the second it happens. I'm Scott Seeger. KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM at 1160 AM, Utah's news, traffic, and weather.
Jay McFarland and Amy Iverson are the browsers.
So truly, this phone is just not a game changer.
Yeah, but just wait 5 minutes, there'll be another one.
The biggest stories breaking online, reaction in social media, new technology, and remarkable websites and videos about to go viral. Jay and Amy find the best of everything, online and in life. The Browsers on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Well, it looks like there's a little something for most at the theaters this week. You know, we're in the beginning of the summer blockbusters.
I still haven't seen Star Trek.
Nor have I. This weekend, I believe.
Well, it's your excuse.
I got stuff to do.
Oh, I was sick. Remember, I said, you asked me if we're going to see it, and my comment was, stop me. Right? It was like a challenge. And then I'm sick for 7 days.
And the germs got you.
Yeah.
Well, I know a lot of people are excited about Fast and Furious 6. Not me, but others are. Steve Sales from Saturday Examiner said he's seen every one. For him, he thought number 5 was the best. How often do you get to say something like that?
Anytime you have to say number 5 was the best, you've gone too far.
He said this time filmmakers have added bigger stunts, bigger explosions, more elaborate capers. Bigger isn't necessarily better, he says. It's so over the top that at his screening, the audience would start laughing in the middle of something that was supposed to be a death-defying feat. Paul Walker's still there. Tyrese Gibson's still there. So, ladies, you might still want to go. And then Dwayne Johnson's there. And guess what? They're starting shooting the next one in June. So, there you go. He also says, and I always love when I know this, to stay through the closing credits. Okay? There's your little tip. PG-13 for intense violence, action, mayhem, some sexuality and language.
Was I supposed to stay through the credits for Iron Man?
Yes.
Iron Man 3. Did you?
Yes. I always stay. I always stay. And people leaving, I'm like, really?
Because I've made a choice. I am not going to be controlled by them.
You should always stay.
They are not going to control me and force me to watch the credits.
You should always stay. You think about Nemo or some of those.
Take a stand. Don't stay. They'll stop putting these little nuggets in there.
Some of the best stuff. Oh, I stay until the people with the sweepers are giving me the evil eye. And I'm like, I'm sorry. I'm staying.
Was it worth it for Iron Man 3?
Yeah, stay.
I didn't stay.
Stay.
Somebody text me, tell me what we missed. We won't spoil it, but I'm not going to stay.
The other film out this week is Epic. This is from the director of Ice Age. So I loved Ice Age. This is also PG. Now, this is the general idea. There are leaf men who protect the forest. Okay, this is animated.
Okay.
They're at war with the bad bugs. I don't know if it's pronounced Boggins or Bogans. There's Queen Tara. Beyonce is the voice.
Great.
And she is choosing her new successor when the bad bugs attack. They want to darken the forest forever. So you have, and so that's in the little world, the miniature world. And then in the real world, there is a professor, Jason Sudeikis from Saturday Night Live. He's been trying to find evidence of the little forest creatures. His daughter is voiced by Amanda Seyfried. She's involved, or Seyfried, or Seyfried, or I don't know how to say her last name ever. And let's see, Steve Sales gave it 3 stars. He said it's an improvement, but they're not quite there yet to Pixar level. Let's see, Doug Wright said cute and clever, fanciful imagery, delightful characters. He gave it 3 stars as well.
Hmm.
So 3 stars on both of those. Oh, how many stars? I think Steve gave Fast and Furious 2.5.
2.5.
Uh-huh.
Hmm.
Are you going to any? Oh, you're going to Star Trek.
I'll probably go see Star Trek. These other ones sound like video rentals at best.
Well, you don't have little ones.
No.
Like I said, I think Grandma took the kids to Epic, so that's good. Now, did you know they were remaking the TV series The Man from U.N.C.L.E. into a movie?
I did not know.
Were you a fan of The Man from U.N.C.L.E.?
No.
Okay. You're maybe... I was not a fan. But it was going to star Tom Cruise and your favorite Armie Hammer, Jay's favorite movie star. They were both going to star in it. Guy Ritchie was directing.
Name. The guy named after baking soda.
And now Tom Cruise has pulled out.
What?
He said, and he signed on earlier this year, but I guess they're starting to film Mission Impossible soon, the 5th.
Here we go with the 5th. Maybe this one will be like the original series.
He also produces those Mission Impossible ones. So he said, I think I'm going to need to focus on Mission Impossible 5. And so he's not going to do The Man from U.N.C.L.E. Armie Hammer, your favorite, will still stay on board.
It's because he's so fresh smelling.
Now, Armie Hammer is the guy playing Lone Ranger, for those of you who aren't
sure. Say that with a straight face.
Because he's so cute.
And Tom Cruise is in MI5?
Is what?
MI5 Mission Impossible?
He is in it. He is in it, yes. Yes, he wanted to focus.
Because he didn't do so well in Jack Reacher.
But I haven't seen Jack Reacher yet.
Oblivion did okay.
Are you just talking money-wise? Or
I thought does he still have it?
I think
because Reacher didn't do well, but I think Oblivion did better. So I'm going to Star Trek. I'll tell you the most exciting thing. My whole family, we cannot wait for this to happen, entertainment-wise. Falling Skies, TNT.
It's coming back.
Season premiere, June 9th. If you've been following the show, you know what I'm talking about. I think one of the best TV series ever, drama-wise, ever to be on TV.
And it's you may a, have... Oh, go ahead.
Well, it's about a lone band of human survivors on an Earth that has been invaded by aliens.
Oh.
And just when you thought you knew everything.
Mm-mm. Is this just season 2?
This will be season 3.
Okay.
And if you want to catch up, Memorial Day, Falling Skies, marathon all day, you can get caught up and get ready. It's on TNT. Amazing program.
I just got a text of my kids at the movie theater from Grandma, and they are posing with the new Monsters University. You can put your head in the,
in the thing.
Driver's license. And finally, if you were a fan of House of Cards, the original programming on Netflix, guess what? You're happy because Netflix says it is planning to double its original programming in 2014. We know that Arrested Development is coming, I think, this Sunday. I know it's this week. I've been trying to catch up on all the old episodes so I can start fresh.
Okay.
But during House of Cards, I was the one with Kevin Spacey that did so well, political drama. It was the most watched on the site during that time. They haven't released numbers for some reason. I don't know why. But also during that quarter, and largely because of House of Cards, I would say, Netflix gained 3 million new subscribers. So they're thinking original programming may be the way to go here. And so they're going to do more.
A couple of your texts about Iron Man, the final scene, was it worth the credits? Most texters are saying it was funny, but not story crucial. So don't even worry about it. Don't,
wow.
You don't have to stay.
I, but- Why not?
Because it's like 10 minutes of just words scrolling
intense
across
music,
the screen.
People watching as everyone walks
out.
No,
no. I usually have to get to the bathroom pretty quickly. Right at the end. So that's why.
All right, coming up on the Browsers Mashup, I have something that is talking about different countries in the world and how we perceive them. Do you think certain countries are nice? Do you think certain countries are mean? You might kind of be surprised as the one that turned out to be the most popular in the world. I was a little surprised.
Plus, I have some more grammar refreshers just for Iverson to make her happy.
It's my favorite thing. I had no idea you would ever let me have these on the air. You brought them.
I know.
Coming up on the Browsers.
The Browsers.
Hypopharyngeal.
Kaposi sarcoma.
Adrenocortical carcinoma.
Cancer names can be complex. Beating it can be too. Malignant fibrous histiocytoma? There's nothing simple about cancer. Even its names can be hard to pronounce.
Osteosarcoma.
Retinoblastoma. Each has different symptoms and requires different treatments. And depending on your type, there are a variety of techniques used to fight it. Gastrointestinal carcinoid tumor. That's why if you're diagnosed with cancer, the simplest decision should be who to involve in your fight. Intermountain Healthcare. Here, we wield technology proven successful against cancer with a team of skilled doctors who know exactly how to use it, no matter if you can pronounce your cancer type or not.
Thymoma and thymic carcinoma.
Intermountain Cancer Centers. Healing for life.
The Nines is just the start. Today in your car, get triple team traffic all afternoon as Utahns head out of town. That's triple team traffic all afternoon today on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
I'm Marshall Tate, my company's Midwest Commercial Interiors, Utah's office furniture leader for 75 years. A client explained the other day that while in a different business, they compete directly with major corporations like Adobe and eBay every day. They compete for talent, and they're not alone. The same holds true for Midwest. One of the biggest challenges we face today is finding and hiring the right employees. But I know this, our success depends on recruiting, attracting, and retaining great people. And our office environment needs to speak to that. What does that have to do with office furniture? Everything. At Midwest, we're experts at designing and furnishing effective workspaces that inspire creativity, collaboration, flexibility, and innovation. Offices that attract talent. It's why we say great workspaces don't begin with office furniture, they begin with great design. And Midwest has been creating Utah's most effective offices for over 75 years. Midwest Commercial Interiors, design, furnish, and impress.
My daughter Pam got sick when she was studying abroad, and I just kind of panicked. I mean, here I am 5,000 miles away. So I checked with Regents. And with our plan, our family is covered just about everywhere. Then they helped me find a great doctor really close to where Pam was staying. You just want to be there for your kids, wherever they are. Our health plan sure helps.
Regions, your health connected. Regions Blue Cross Blue Shield of Utah is an independent licensee of the BCBSA.
The freeway, easy to get to, University Avenue. And I'll tell you what, we have got some amazing deals underway. Larry Terry is here with me. He's the general manager. Let's talk about some of those service deals you've got on Saturday, tomorrow only.
Yeah, that's right, Doug. Sometimes we always are talking about the sales department, but we service a lot of cars too. And Saturday, tomorrow, we're going to lube oil and filter up to 5 quarts for $29.
Wow, that is a killer deal.
That's a great deal. And then also, we're going to do a four-wheel alignment for
$89. $89 for a four-wheel?
Four-wheel alignment, yes.
Oh, you don't want to miss out on this. Along with the great deals we've been talking about, the tremendous selection, so many vehicles on the lot, more vehicles waiting to get on the lot, and it's all underway right now at Brent Brown Toyota. This is the big May 10th event. This is the Memorial holiday weekend sale. But what did you say on that lube oil and filter tomorrow?
$29.
How about if we beat that today and give one away for free?
Let's do it.
All right, for the next person who comes in and you mention that you've been listening to us, we will just hand you over a gift certificate for one full service oil change, multi-point inspection, and you rotate the tires
and
too.
And tire rotation.
All right, yes. That's right here. Brent Brown Toyota.
It's Aloha Friday, no work till Monday. It's Aloha Friday, no work till Monday.
Tuesday. That would be Tuesday.
That's right.
For many of you, if you are someone who has to work over the weekend on Monday, then you may not appreciate that song. Just insert your own words.
Throw out a question just real quick, because I saw this story about things to do on Memorial Weekend. And I know that, I think it was last year, we were up at one of the cemeteries, the one up on 30th East by Brighton. Anyway, they had this amazing kind of program with bagpipers, and it was just very patriotic. Where is the best kind of Memorial Day celebration or memorial out there around these parts? 57500. Give me an idea.
You're just using our listeners for your own...
Totally!
Your own personal benefit.
And all of our listeners.
Okay, let's get back to something that makes you happy.
Okay.
Good grammar.
Woohoo!
Here you go. More from Mental Floss.
If you're using a singular noun, use a singular pronoun. And if you're using a plural noun, use a plural pronoun. For example, everyone in our office has their friends, but everyone in our office has his or her favorite episode of Duck Dynasty.
Or Downtown Abbey. Either one. You good with that? Is that common?
Yeah, that's a tough one for people to master.
It is. It is really hard. Same with this one.
No matter how many times I hear it, I always struggle with, even though I know I'm a novelist, lay versus lie. Lay is transitive. It needs a direct subject and one or more objects. And the past tense of lay is laid. So you lay down your copy of the brilliant and heartwarming novel The Fault in Our Stars. If it happened in the past, you laid down your copy of The Fault in Our Stars. Lie does not require an object, and the past tense of lie is, of course, lay. So if you need to get out of gym class, and if you're like me, you do, then you need to go to the nurse's office and lie down. Whereas Clark Kent lay down when he found that he could not save Toad from the gigantic bear.
I'm confused. I don't really get it.
Literally means something that 100% for sure, no doubt, is true. For example, you did not literally die when you fell down the stairs because you are telling me the story of your literal dying.
That's a bad one.
I think
my head literally exploded when I heard that story.
But that's all. I think that's all become an expression. Literally is now an expression. It's not an exact term, right? And I think it's very popular with our youth today.
Yes, it
they
is.
They use literally.
Literally
a
and
lot.
Actually.
All right, now, this is one, this final one, is one that I believe is rampant, and I hear it all the time from those who call themselves journalists and other. I think this one is just going to completely disappear.
Really?
Yeah, I think this one is just gone.
Not so long as I live.
Here you go.
There's this band I like called the Avett Brothers, possibly the Avett Brothers, and they have this song I like in which they sing, I want to have friends that I can trust who love me for the man I've become, not the man that I was. But it should be who? It should be three who's. I want to have friends who I can trust who love me for the man who I've become. That is for non-people. Who is for people. And when you call a who a that, you are dehumanizing the who. And don't dehumanize the who. They already have enough problems just with old age.
What is this person's name who does these? Because he is a modern day Dr. Seuss. Or Seuss, if you want to pronounce it the correct
way. Who says Seuss? What? Seuss? I'll get you his name. It's they have a YouTube channel. It's called Mental Floss.
Well,
you
I know,
can check it out. And I'll look up his name.
Because the reason I say Dr. Seuss is because a while ago, Grant and Amanda had this story with Brian Martin, and they were talking about the correct pronunciation. It was on Dr. Seuss Day.
Mm.
That the correct pronunciation is actually Seuss, because he was German. And I thought, is that true? And then I remembered the street on which I lived in Germany was called Neumann, spelled N-E-U. Mm-hmm. So the E-U, S-E-U-S-S, would be Dr. Seuss.
But the question is, what did he call himself?
I don't know. I didn't know that, him.
When it comes to a name, the only thing that matters is how that person
right.
said their
and
name.
And I don't know. Does anyone know?
That's the question, not how it would be pronounced in German or anything else. What did he say his name? Do we not know what he called
Let's
himself?
Let's find an old clip and see.
This Mental Floss is John Green.
Okay, John
is his
Green.
Name. And we will have some more of John Green for you next week. Common misquotations.
I love it. Someone's saying the Scandinavian festival in Ephraim is great. I didn't know there was one. See? And yeah. Someone else, thank you, letting us know trash will still get picked up on Monday in Davis County. It's good to know, really.
Yeah, we'll just put that out there for you. But the Carriage Cafe downstairs?
Not
open on Ooh. Monday. So.
And we got Chinese today. Maybe we should have got it.
From Charlie Chow's.
All right. Good. I told you about this survey talking about which is the most popular country in the world. And they surveyed 26,000 people in the world for this poll. They were asked to rate 16 countries on whether their influence in the world was mainly positive or mainly negative. Iran, just to give you a hint, was the most negatively reviewed.
Really?
I know.
Well, it would be a toss-up. North Korea, Iran, maybe Syria.
And I don't know if those were involved.
Yeah.
But positive views of China and India have fallen over the last year. After improving for several years, China sunk to its lowest level since they started polling in 2005. India ranked 12th. So number one on this list, though, Germany, 59% of people rating it positively. They're thinking maybe part of that has to do with Angela Merkel. People like her.
One person?
Well, it's like President Obama and how people think of our country. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 8 is where the USA comes in. Behind Germany, Canada,
did we move
UK.
Up? Did we go down?
I don't know, because it's a BBC story, so they don't care. Japan, France, and Brazil. Better than we.
What are we going to do about it?
Be nicer.
Well, I'm just going to keep on living my life and not caring. Would that be wrong? Hey, tomorrow is an important day. Tomorrow is Dia del Orgullo Friki.
That's my favorite holiday.
This is Geek Pride Day. Been celebrated by since 2006. It originated in Spain as Dia del Orgullo Friki, which means Day of Pride of either freaks or geeks. Freaky is like an urban slang for geeks. So this is a day tomorrow when you get out, and it's possible, it's highly possible that if you listen to the browser, you're a little bit freaky.
And or
F-R-I-K-I. It's possible. So tomorrow we want you to be sure to take a moment and do something to express your pride in your geekiness.
I think the ultimate geek may have just texted in because you think I care too much about grammar.
Yeah.
This texter says, in that Mental Floss example, the third who should actually be whom.
A whom.
Just saying. And then I keep seeing the huge billboard for Studio C as I'm driving in to work every day.
Mm-hmm.
And a texter saying, check out Studio C on BYU TV. They have a great sketch on literally.
I have seen one sketch from Studio C.
Huh.
It was all right.
Was it?
It had Bane. From yeah, that's why I saw.
And you're sad they didn't ask you to play
no,
it?
No. I have put my Bane impersonation away ever since Alex Carey stepped in and showed me how it
was
really done.
Is this a little Bare Naked Ladies?
I don't know.
I'm liking this music.
I hit the wrong one.
That's okay.
Thanks, Scott Seeger.
But is it Bare Naked Ladies? That's my question. Also, a texter saying the Avid Brothers are awesome, but the Mental Floss guy really knows his music. Something we should all check out then, I guess. Have a great Memorial Weekend, everyone, and honor those military people in your life, those who have gone before you.
And your geek pride. Get your freaky on.
Stay tuned for Utah's Afternoon News. Up next, Triple Team Traffic on KSL.
I have the perfect place for you to celebrate Memorial Weekend, historic Ruby's Inn in Bryce Canyon. Take one of the scenic road trips and then top it off with a delightful stay at Ruby's Inn. Did you know Ruby's Inn is one of the best lodging and hospitality facilities in Bryce? Amazing activities and festivals, horseback riding, mountain biking, guided ATV tours, nightly cowboy cookouts, and much more. If you've never been to Bryce Canyon, you are really missing out. Begin your journey off I-15 into Parowan, taking Utah's newest national scenic byway, winding into one